This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. So I'm here with the myth, the man, the legend, Magic Moss. And we're going to be looking ahead to Wolves' final home game. Yeah, final home game of the season at Molineux.
Gone quick, eh?
Gone quick. And we're going to be facing an Everton side that are desperate for points.
They certainly am, David. They certainly am.
The Julen.
They're playing well, aren't
they? Well, we're going to come on to that. The Julen Lopetegui and Sean Dyche press conferences have just happened this afternoon as we're recording this. So we're going to have a look at what's been said over that. We've got the latest competition from the Circle app, which you got a chance to win £1 million. So stay tuned for that.
No, honestly, you can't.
£1 million you can win. It's really good. I'll tell you about that as well. We've got some stats and facts. And we've got this man's score prediction.
Yeah.
We've got my score prediction.
I know what yours are going to be.
And who's this?
Oh, Charles.
Derek's gone again.
Yeah, Derek's gone. I don't know where he is at the moment. I'll find him.
If you're a regular watcher of this channel, you'll know that Derek, when we lose, he won't come on screen. He's too upset.
No. Charles will, though.
Charles is here.
King Charles.
Charles the Bear. Anyway, Dad, so the press conference has gone in. Before we go on to that, the Man United game, we lost 2-0. We didn't have a shot on target.
That's true. But I think their goalkeeper looking good, Dad. Our goalkeeper.
You want about Dan Bentley?
He's on his name, Bentley, yeah.
Well, we're going to come on to Dan Bentley because I'm going to be asking the question of this man. On would Dan Bentley get into the starting lineup for Everton, or would he bring Saar back in? In fact, Dan Bentley, came in for Jose Saar at the weekend.
Yeah,
you know, we're going to come on to the team news in a minute. Would you start Dan Bentley over Jose Saar?
No,
or would you put Jose Saar back in?
JT's, oh yeah.
Yo, check it out. I'm a rapper, JT's art. Yo, all we need is a little app for you, back to front, and you can get going. Do it, Dad. You've done a lot of obviously, Dad will be doing his song. You could do a rap.
Check it out. We're Charles.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, let's go on to initially the press conference. Sean Dyche has talked about Wolves, whether they're relaxed or not, it's up to Everton to come and think, because this is the table, which I should show everyone, shouldn't I? The actual table. So let me just show you the Premier League table as it stands at the moment. So this is the Premier League table. Obviously, you can see Wolverhampton Wanderers all the way up here. You know, we seem to be win-lose. So hopefully it's a win.
Yeah.
And then down here, we've got Everton, Forest, Leeds, Leicester, and Everton are 1 point above the drop-down. They play before all their rivals.
Is that right, David?
They do have Bournemouth, Everton.
And they do have Bournemouth at home last match of the season, which I'm sure they'll fancy 3 points. Yeah, but yeah. they don't want to be yet. You know, they'll be looking for points against Wolves.
That's it, we will.
Let's have a look at Lopetegui, what's he had to say. First of all, he's talked about Saturday's game against Everton, hopefully about the chance that the team will finish well in front of the supporters at Molineux. We should also say, Dad,
yeah,
it could be the last time we see Ruben Neves and Matinho. I
don't think Ruben Neves is going to go myself.
Who, Neves?
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Is it Ruben, eh?
Ruben Neves.
Yeah,
Raul Jimenez, he might be there as well. But Ruben, we did see him say goodbye. Like, you think Ruben still be here? He won't want to go.
Yeah.
Dad knows more than us. Magic, he's obviously, he's got Ruben on WhatsApp.
Yeah, I think he will.
And he probably talked to him. Anyway, we've basically already secured safety, which is fantastic. Asked if he needs to speak to his players about the mentality because they're already safe. Lopetegui said, fortunately, we've achieved our first aim, more important aim in a very difficult aim. That is to be out of the relegation battle 3 matches before the end of the season. Yeah. He says, however, we want more. We have to take the match on Saturday. Look at it as a chance for us to finish well in front of our fans. I think it's important and we want to be able to compete and learn from the rest of the competition, the rest of the teams. We would like the same. Other teams who have done the same if we were fighting to be out the relegation zone for our team. Obviously, Wolves are 13th and we travel to Arsenal on the last day of the season. What have your thoughts on what you've got to say about that and finishing strong?
Yeah, I do. I believe in him, yeah.
You do?
You've got to keep it going, David, don't you?
Got to keep it going. Lopetegui's also talked about what we talked about, the goalkeeper conundrum, being safe, and Giles' future, who obviously was playing on loan for Middlesbrough, has been fantastic. Middlesbrough, of course, just missing out on the playoff final.
Yeah.
These are the main points. Asked if he has to choose, if he's chosen between Jose Sarr, or as you like to call him, JT Sarr, and Dan Bentley, he said he has decided, he's made a decision, but he's not going to say, I told all the journalists, it's a good try. To get him to tell him who's going to stop, but he's going to keep it close to his chest. But he's probably WhatsApped you and told you. He's insisted Wolves be fighting for points despite being already safe. We've covered for that. And whether he thought Wolves would be in this position ahead of his first game in charge against Everton on Boxing Day when they were bottom of the league. Remember that? We scored right at the end. Yeah. It seems a long time ago at the time, it was difficult to imagine we were going to be safe with 3 games before. And talking about the future of Ryan Giles, who spent the season alone at a great Middlesbrough side, who just missed out, as I said, in the playoffs, playoff final. We're not going to talk about now we're going to look at next season. We'll see what the players that stay with us. So this is my team. I'm going to go personally, I wouldn't mind if Sarr or Bentley, but I want to win this game. I think you'll go with Sarr. Obviously Dawson, Kilman, Semedo are coming.
He's a bit restless, eh?
I think Totti might start in front of Bueno. We might start with Bueno. We'll see. You might want to see more of him. It'll probably be Neves, Nunes and Lamina in the middle. I think Costa will start, Kuna will start, and I think Neto will probably start again, although I wouldn't be surprised to see Wang start. I think Raul will be on the bench. I think he will come on. I think it'll be the last time we see Raul at Molineux. Matinho will probably come on. It might be the last time we see Matinho following Molineux. Traore could be the last time we see Traore at Molineux. Neves could be the last time. So, you know, they're going to want to win this game, Wolves.
Why do they want to move? Why am I saying they're going to move?
Well, contracts and stuff like that, people bidding for them. I mean, the difference.
Well, you're going to have a blinking.
Well, don't forget Matinho and Costa.
I can understand them two going, but I can't understand why it's all.
Why can you understand Costa and Matinho going?
Well, they've done their day, either.
I mean, because they're at the end of their career.
Well, I think so. Yeah, you've got to get some young stuff in and some good players in, eh?
Yeah.
I say Costa a good player, but well, I don't know. I ain't the manager anyway.
I know, but you talked to the man. You probably talked to Lopetegui. And you think Neves is going to stay?
Yeah.
What about Traore?
I think he'll stay as well.
He knows more than what we do, guys. He knows more than what
why
we
do. Why would he want to move?
Well, Dad,
and I'm doing well at Wolves, why?
Well, I'm just saying.
I know that you're just saying, but I'm just saying.
Because they might get they both could be out of contract. Wolves will probably need to sell. Traore could go for free, could re-sign.
Oh, well, the paper talk or on the back, Kilman.
Kilman. You actually said his name right, not the Klingsman, like you normally say.
What's your name, Kilman?
Dad, what you need to do and what everyone needs to do is make sure you are subscribed to Always Wolves Fan TV for all your latest Wolves news and updates.
What's on about Kilman, eh? Paper talk or on the
Let's not worry about that right now.
Well, yeah, but you ain't going to get rid of your players.
Has Charles been telling you this?
You haven't got to get rid of your good players. How are you going to have a blinking...
Well, we're going to let you have your say on that. Let's just go. First of all, before we get on to anything else, guys, this weekend we have got the fabulous, wonderful Circle app. If you've not got onto the Circle app, why haven't you got onto the Circle app? You need to get onto it. You can win £1 million. Wolves versus Everton is part of that. And this is, hold on, if I go onto the full screen here, let's just show you properly. I'll just show you properly. There we go. You can go on. I'm going to put that back on the screen again. This is 5 Match Millions. You can basically put a number in like you do. You pick a number. And if your number finishes, it moves around. If it's like a sweepstake, you've got 5 games. And if your number comes out on the top of all 5 of those games, you win £1 million. If you can win with 1. Win with 2, win with 3, win with 4. There's different amounts and different prices.
How much are you going to pay for that?
It's only £2 to get onto it as well. That's all. So it's only £2. And guys, if you were, the link's in the description below and the QR code's there. Get onto it. It's really good fun. There's also a free circle that you can get on as well that you can enter every week. And we're on it. We'll be running our own private little circle as well that you can get onto that. And it's good fun. And as I say, you've got a really good chance of winning a little bit. I know loads of people that have downloaded that they're actually in profit on it. So it's really good.
What do you mean? You've got to pick a number. What do you mean?
You pick a number. Basically, you pick like this. You pick 5 numbers on five different games.
Oh, yeah.
And there's about 30 numbers on each one. So you could pick number 10, number 9, number 3, and each game. And they move a lot. They move around. We've got to go back on the screen there. Hi, we're back. They move around during the game with like corners and free kicks and things. And yellow cards. The circle moves around. And if you finish at the top of that game, you're in. And if you finish at the top of all 5, you're guaranteed with £1 million. Anyway, so download that in the link this way. Let me know if you've downloaded it or in the comments, or let me know if you've won some money and stuff like that. Absolutely amazing. And now we're going to look at... We're going to go and look at some stats and facts. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Well,
right. So you're ready to look at some stats and facts, Dad?
Go on.
Right. So some stats and facts. Wolves have only scored 30 goals this season. Yeah. We are the lowest scorers in the Premier League this season with 30 goals. 27% of those 30. So that's like nearly 8 have come in the first 15 minutes of the game. And that means in the next 75 minutes, we've only scored 22.
Yeah,
Wolves have won, however, their past 3 Premier League games against Everton. We've won our last 3 Premier League games against Everton. Yeah. As many as we had in their first 14 meetings in the competition, drawing 5 and losing 6. Dwight McNeil, Everton's top lead scorer this season, with 7 goals. 5 of them have come since Sean Dyche took over in February. And Everton are looking to win consecutive Premier League away games for the first time since 2021. And they do think that Calvert-Lewin might be fit for them, their striker. So, Dad. Well,
They beat Brighton
5-1. Brighton beat us 6-0. Brighton then went and beat Arsenal at their place. But they get results like this, don't they?
Yeah, I agree with you.
So, who's going down? We know Southampton have gone. Who's going to go down out of Forest, Leicester, Everton, and Leeds? Who do you think's going to go?
Well, I think Southampton are gone now. I think Leicester are going to go.
You think Leicester?
Yeah.
So, out of Forest, Everton, and Leeds, who else do you think are going to go?
Forest.
Even though they've got 34 points? Everton have got 30. Leeds have got 30. Is that right? Let's have a look at the league table. Let's just have a guess. So Everton have got 32. Leeds have got 31. I'm not really sure. Shall we have a look at the fixtures? Do you want to have a look at the fixtures? So Forest have got Arsenal at home.
Yeah, that's right.
And then on the last day, Forest are away at Palace. Yeah. Everton are at home to Bournemouth and Leeds are at home to Tottenham. Yeah. Leeds this weekend are away at West Ham. Yeah. So who do you think's going down?
Just said.
You still think Forest?
Yeah.
You think Leeds are going to get 4 points from the last two games?
Well,
they are a good side, haven't they, Dad? Because they are, they're in the bottom three. So Leeds have got a better goal difference. So that you reckon Forest are going to lose both the game and Leeds are going to get at least 3 points and Everton are going to get at least 3 points.
Well, it's pie in the sky.
But we'll go with that.
It could be Leeds, I mean.
It could be Leeds. Yeah, it could be. Anyway, prediction.
I'm glad that Wolves are in the Premier League.
Right, this is where you and Charles get your moment, Dad. You ready?
Yeah, well.
Score prediction.
Have a guess.
Dad, this is what he does. I'm going score prediction. I'm asking him, and then he's having to have a guess.
Well, you know what my score is.
Well, I don't know.
I know what yours is going to be, anyway.
What's mine going to be?
2-1.
We'll see, won't you? Go on, score prediction.
I'm going to say 2-0.
And who's scoring, Dad?
We'll have Kilman.
Kilman's going to score.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll have Neto.
Pedro Neto. Yeah. Pedro. Listen, he's going to go with that. Dad's going to now sing his song with Charles. And then, Charles, as you do. And then I'm going to come back with my score prediction. You ready, Dad? I'll sing along with you. What song are you going to go with?
Show me the way to go. No.
It could, whatever. You could sing that if you want.
Show me the way to go home.
Go home.
I'm tired and I want to go to bed.
Go to bed.
I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it's gone right to my head. No matter where I roam,
where I roam,
and
we're going to go to Molyneux. We're going to Molyneux on Saturday, and he's going to win.
2-0.
Fantastic, Dad. Absolutely brilliant. Guys, my score prediction, I'm going to go with Wolverhampton Wanderers 2, Everton 1.
What did I tell you?
But it could be 2, and I'll take the 2-0. Yeah. Guy, absolutely fantastic. Really hope you've enjoyed this preview. Get on the Circle app,
Charlie's
link in the description
anyway.
Below.
Charlie's enjoyed it.
Yeah, he's the king of the palace. We're going to be at our palace, our palace Molyneux at the weekend for the last time this season. We're staying in the Premier League, so we will be back. Obviously, we've got Arsenal the following week. Obviously.
I'll see if I can find Derek. I'll find him.
Well, let's hope Derek comes back out
he'll come out. Yeah.
Me and Dad with Sensation will be doing the reaction after the game and any extra fan interviews. We'll be doing the international fan. We'll be obviously having the match vlog, and we'll also have extra time on Sunday night. The final word. So, what do they need to do? Otherwise, I cry.
Don't forget to subscribe because he gets onto me if you don't.
I don't say. Please subscribe to the channel. And if
he's a good son. He's a good son.
I do my best. Please subscribe to the channel for all your Wolves content and latest news. Smash a like if you really enjoy these sort of videos, doing them with my dad, the preview. Yeah. And until then,
always Wolves. Look after yourself and a peaceful world. What we want, a peaceful world.
Always
Wolves. Look after yourself.
Cheers, guys. It's the 90th minute. All your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app.
You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.